my name is Mansi, and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business, and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask, but didn't know who to. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids, but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real Podcast by KidStopPress.com.
9 years of the KidStop Press Awards. Today's episode starts with a beautiful story and literally how I held my tears back 30 minutes before the show was about to begin. I also talk about what we do as a team, the musty, the magic, the behind the scenes, and of course, the after party. Stay tuned till the very end for some of the most well-etched memories of this year and to know why moms need to be supported. And of course, my top five on how to build a community. Of 9 years ago in Lake District, I was checking into an inn and I saw a frame at the back of the reception that read 4.8 stars and voted as number one in specialty stays on TripAdvisor. It seemed familiar because that's how I made my decision to stay there. I was a year into running KidStop Press and looking for ideas that involved more people and brought people together. People often ask me, how do you do this year after year at KidStop Press Awards, making it bigger, better, and bringing in so many different people from all different walks of life, garnering a digital reach organically of over 50 million? How does it feel to build a community that's now got close to a million subscribers with 494K on YouTube, 181,000 on Instagram, 190,000 on Facebook, 300,000 on the website, and so many live events? The truth is, I still feel like it's day one, and there is this childlike excitement in every meeting, every idea, every attempt I make. I still can't get over the first 15 minutes of the show where the doors were locked, people anxiously waiting outside with their phones already in their hands, ready to witness the magic that unfolded. We were already inside with a surprise act to welcome our guests that morning. The doors opened and so did our drum circle beats with an uproar to match the enthusiasm of the nominees and guests. The guests matched the beats of our drums with their drums, maracas and tambourines all placed on their chairs. And we all jammed to be little kids who left everything behind for the next 3 hours. We forgot that we were moms. We forgot that we had responsibilities. We were there just as women, as entrepreneurs, as creators, ready to invest in our dreams. With the entire parenting fraternity in one place, it was an atmosphere of appreciation, collaboration, and sense of belonging to the parenting fraternity. When we started the KSP Awards, I remember it was just an idea with no benchmarks and no expectations. I scoured aggressively and came up with like random 37 nominees across maybe 10 categories. It was hard to put these together. Cut to our ninth year, where we have 3,000 plus nominations in 7 days, 55 categories, 600 finalists. During the voting period, we encountered 50,000 plus votes, and our main event had 500 plus RSVPs and 400 plus women attending. It makes me proud, but nostalgic at the same time. It's not only the KSP Awards that has grown, but the entire parenting community along with it. I started the awards because I believe that I didn't know all the brands and I am ready to know about them. I believe that I had no right to choose the winner because I haven't used your product or service. And that is why we have our users vote for you. When the room is filled with nominees from all different parts of the country, trust me, it just gives me goosebumps to think that there is so much that we can do together. I often wonder, why are there no awards on parenting? If I ask you to name one of the most popular award ceremonies, you'd probably say the Oscars or the Grammys or the Forbes or the Filmfare. I would say the same too. Before I start, I want to share some stats. The cinema market in India is projected to grow at 4.99%, resulting in a market volume of 6.2 billion in 2029, while the childcare market for products is forecasted to grow annualized rate of 14% to 60 billion USD, which is 4.8 trillion by calendar year 2027, according to its sources. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference? Where is 6.2 billion and where is 60 billion? This year, we witnessed the National Creator Awards. I'm sure you all know about that. We saw Filmfare, Grammys, Oscar, Forbes 20 under 20, 30 under 30, 40 under 40. They're all so well known that I desired. I would like an Oscar too, but unfortunately, the category for parenting platforms does not even exist. There isn't any prestigious occasion that celebrates or appreciates the difficult, basic, but most important category of parenting and childcare, where we are talking about raising humans. Have you ever questioned why we love to appreciate and celebrate artists, entrepreneurs, musicians, journalists, fashion houses that help us raise and navigate the next generation? Why is it so hard to validate them? You know, when I bumped into a few of the nominees who said, you know, I make everybody's first birthday cake special. I make your first birthday special. Who's going to ever make me win? I may not be the topmost bakery in the country, but I know the topmost bakery in the country does not make your child's first birthday cake. I do. Who's going to ever award me if not for KSP Awards? I met another mom. She makes night suits. She said, Mansi, I am here today to collect the award with my daughters, because I want them to see that even if their mom works part-time, she's still the best in her business. She may not be there in all of these amazing magazines and make it to headlines and cover photos, but she's still an outlier in what she does. To me, that validation of that mom coming up with her daughters still gives me goosebumps. Is it easy to organize an event that gets an entire parenting fraternity together? No. Is it easy to get sponsors on board every year to elevate awards to a grander scale? No. Is it easy to organize an event that needs PR of its own while also not sidelining KSP Awards? No. Is it easy for the team to be pulled back and forth for every minor details of the awards and have them complete their general work deadlines too? Not at all. Is it easy for me to have 10 times the number of tabs open in my brain from pitching to sponsors to deciding on the menu? Not at all. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication. It's a lot of scrutiny. It's a lot of patience. It's a lot of stress. So why do we do it? Are we the only ones recognizing the importance of this sector? Probably yes. Are we proud to host such an amazing ceremony every year? Of course we are. Does giving a platform for parenting and childcare segment to shine resonate with the core values of KidStop Press? 100%. Does bringing the entire parenting community together and appreciate and uplift one another bring us the strength to do this every year? Immensely. Is the happiness and smiles on the winners' faces worth the toil, sweat, and tears? 100%. As I ponder back on these 9 years, I find myself glad that I decided to start this legacy. Each year, the responsibilities increase, but each year, I see the significance rise even more. But KSP Awards is not just a ceremony. It's not just a place where you come and collect your award and you go. You meet people, you get your recognition, you create an impact, you meet brands from all over the country, you meet service providers from all over the country. You see the amazing sacrifices the mom entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs make to collaborate, to discover, to enjoy, to be seen, to be heard, to be understood and be part of it. You know, I often say this, that when a woman or a mom builds a brand, she's not fighting only with all the other brands in that category. She's fighting with her family that I need to create a brand. She's fighting with her family to say that I need to go for a networking event. She's fighting with her family that she needs to go to receive an award. She's fighting with herself, most importantly, to say, I need to take time away from my kids and leave that mom guilt behind because I need to invest in myself. And after all of this, if she does not win and she's just networked and gone back, the battles and the struggles, you and I can't even fathom. So let's appreciate and understand that what we have are privileges and what we can share are privileges. Most of us contributing to the parenting space and who are part of the parenting fraternity are parents ourselves, especially moms. We've made sacrifices to balance each area. And I think we're probably sometimes doing 2.5 full-time jobs, working close to 98 hours per week. While all of the fun stuff has been planned and rehearsals went on, I must tell you what happened and how I held my tears back. I get a call to know my mom could be wheeled into the hospital. And I remember sinking into my chair, having no muscle or strength to stand up. Tears rolled down my eyes and my mind blurred out, not knowing what would happen the next minute. As the tears rolled out and the vision cleared, I said to myself, Mansi, only you can handle it. Let's go. I was prepared to rush to the hospital and my team supported me wholeheartedly, to my sister telling me she's fine and they're taking a second opinion. The second opinion meant that she needs to just begin medication and rest well. The next morning, 30 minutes before the show, I did a video call with my mom and she cried profusely as she was too weak to make it onwards. I knew I wanted her to come so badly, but also knew that she couldn't. As we grow older, we realize their limitations and need to let go of our needs. I went to the washroom, sat on the pot and cried to let all my makeup almost wear off, not having the ability to go up and on stage. And I remembered what my dad would say to me. I don't know why I often go back to asking him when I'm feeling stuck. He said to me, and I think this is something I've shared in my book, The Parents I Met, that I wrote last year and continues to rank the charts on Amazon in the parenting and kids space. The show must go on. When you do for others, you draw your strength and you pull yourself up. That's the power of community. Trust me when I say this, having met, hugged, and exchanged handshakes with 350 plus women filled with dreams in their eyes and confidence on their shoulders made me forget my grief and feel happy. Feel happy for everybody. Feel happy for you, me, and all of us together. Yes, Dad, the show must go on. Okay, I know that was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, but we did have our share of fun after the awards. At our annual team dinner, drinks and laughter continued through the wee hours of morning, and now the banter on the Kids Stop Press office group is completely different. There are no rights, wrongs, hierarchy, but there's just one boss, which is the brand, and we all work in the best interest of the brand. We also try to feed the new member accounts with some bizarre Instagram accounts and, of course, sang song till the wee hours, realizing that we all had to run back home for school next morning. If you're a mom entrepreneur, a woman entrepreneur, and a business or brand owner, the parenting segment, listening to this right now, you must stay till the very end because we're talking about how you can build a very, very strong community. I want you to know that you trusted your instincts, your product failed, you didn't give it up. So you need to continue to judge on and keep going all the much more. Empowerment is a small word but of great importance, and community brings a lot of empowerment. And now for the part that you've all waited for, which is my 5 tips on building a community. Number 1, know what you can contribute to the community. Number 2, know where you want to build it, online, offline, or both. Number 3, plan your first 6 events or messaging to the community and only then start. Number 4, know what others can contribute so you aren't the only one who needs to keep it going. Number 5, give selflessly. Last but not the least and most important bit, I want to thank you, the audience, who keep listening to our podcast, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, vote, share, nominate, and support the brands and trust Kids Stop Press with every single thing that concerns parenting and childcare. Like I always say, if it's parenting and childcare, it's got to be Kids Stop Press. See you guys next week.